1057 CFW.
Yeah.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Lake Wissota. This is 105.7 CFW. Oh!
Unbelievable.
105.7 CFW.
What you got is so sweet. You
all the music you remember from those hit summer movies without sitting in someone else's... Is that gum? Yes. It's 105 Days of Summer Fun from 105.7 CFW.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in.
CFW.
Quarter to three. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, lows dropping down to the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, high mid-80s. Increasing clouds Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, high low 80s, and a slight chance Thursday, high middle 80s. Right now it's 76.
CFW.
Discuss.
1057 CFW. No, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. The Valley's fun music. Seven CFW.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress as flashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about a miracle mile. Nowadays you can't be too
speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Licks face, new wave, dance great. Anyways, you still rock and roll to me. A new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Here's what's happening at CFW.
Food, snacks, and drink trucks. Sounds perfect to me. All will be serving lunch and dinner in Phoenix Park along Eau Claire's Riverfront Terrace as part of Volume 1's Food Truck Fridays. Take a break, grab some grub, and relax the first Friday of each month through September. Information at volume1.org.
Set all of your car's presets to 105.7 FM.
You are number one on my presets.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. CFW.
It's the don't you think?
CFW.
There must be some kind of mistake.
Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
To achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces? 64 ounces or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Wagner leader Yevgeny Prigozhin claims his forces moves toward Moscow were meant to send a message, not overthrow Vladimir Putin. Putin responded. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
President Putin did not use Prigozhin's name in his speech. I take this as a sure sign that Putin now considers Prigozhin an enemy and a traitor.
Three weekend tornadoes are confirmed in Indiana. Severe storms also hit the south, and as CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson reports.
Severe thunderstorm watches in effect from North Carolina all the way to upstate New York, and all the big cities along the I-95 corridor are under that watch.
Anderson Lee Aldrich pleads guilty to 5 counts of murder and 46 counts of attempted murder in last year's shooting at an LGBTQ plus club in Colorado Springs. He'll serve life in prison, no parole. District Attorney Michael Allen.
This plea agreement quite simply holds the defendant accountable to the maximum extent possible under the law in the state of Colorado.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.